Then I would look even deeper, and I've been saying this for a long time. I can't wait for a journalist more savvy than I am to start looking into the death of the playmate Paige Young, who died of an accidental overdose of, barbiturates. It's something doesn't smell right, and it's coming out of the Playboy Mansion.
Okay, but here's the thing. First of all, there was some references to Hefner and what had happened there and Bill Cosby, and then Hefner somehow deftly steered the publicity away from there, away from the mansion. But secondly, just because people were taking Quaaludes in the 70s at the Playboy Mansion isn't evidence.
I certainly was. I was taking Quaaludes in the 70s. So I have no doubt that these quote-unquote thigh openers were probably at one time Bill Cosby's knockout drug of choice.
Well, it's interesting theory, but I mean, you know, the idea that you automatically can, I mean, in a court of law, you can't associate the fact that he purchased Quaaludes with the fact that these women were given them involuntarily. I mean, I think that's the missing link from the reports that we're seeing on Cosby and the idea that he said in a deposition that he used them and he used them with women to have sex isn't the same as an admission that he gave them to them without their consent.